Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Lawrence, your camera's just bugging
yeah.
off.
I don't think Lawrence can be active in two places at once.
Let him be active, all right? Leave him
alone. I'm going to turn my camera off on
Discord. Yeah, I might turn my one off. I'll leave mine on. At least there'll be one interaction.
This laptop
happening.
Yeah. is like yeah, 5 yeah. years old, bro. That's like 100 years old in laptop.
In French.
In French.
100 years old in laptop.
In French. Okay, all this shit is going in, by the way.
Yeah, good. Have we started yet?
No,
you,
I'm
you're putting this in the actual podcast. Hey,
why not? Hey,
have we started yet?
I'm pretty sure it started.
Shh.
All right.
If there's a place you gotta go, I'm the one you need to know. I'm the map. I'm the map, I'm the map. If there's a place you gotta get, I can get you there, I bet. I'm the map. I'm the map, I'm the map, I'm the map.
Just keeps getting better.
So yeah. Now we've started.
Now we've started.
Okay.
Have we? Are you actually recording, right?
Man, I've been recording for a while now. What's funny? I haven't even cracked a joke yet. Everyone just relax, hey?
All right. Guys,
calm down. Let's calm down.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to the map.
Chill out.
Let's calm down. Let's bring it down again.
Let's put the map down and let's find our location.
Whoa. I didn't take long service leave for this.
I didn't take long service leave for this.
Welcome back to Map the Mad About Pop Culture Podcast, where we talk about all things movies, TV shows, music, comic books, pop culture news, you name it, we'll talk about it. One of the fastest and loosest podcasts out there in the universe of podcasting.
Still don't know what that means.
Doesn't really matter.
What do you mean it's fast? It's like the same length every week.
Say, I said what he said.
Mate, it's fast and loose. Just
it's a fast and loose podcast.
It's a fast and loose podcast.
That's all you
got to
know. That's
all you
got
to know. All you got to know.
Anyways, guys, joining me today is... Oh, sorry. I'm your host, Sega Singh. I jumped in. I didn't even introduce myself. I'm your host, Sega Singh. And joining me today is Squishy Joshy, a.k.a. Joshua.
What's up, everyone?
And rounding off the triangle... is from TD Project.
Mate,
Mr. Tempo.
You can't round a triangle. We went
Lawrence.
Rounding off the triangle. Guys, come on.
We're rounding off the triangle. Alright.
Round off the head, mate.
It's the Bermuda Triangle. It doesn't have to make
told
sense.
You, I've already told you how to round off the triangle.
Oh, we're not going down that rabbit hole. Let's just carry on.
No, we're going down that rabbit hole again. Like I said, a triangle is a point. All you have to do is sand it smooth, so then it turns into an arc. And you know those things that you used to get in your calculator in maths.
Yeah,
you used to go and buy the protractor.
Protractor.
that thing. See how it's sort of like an arch?
Yeah, semicircle.
Semicircle.
Yeah.
That's what it is. So I rounded off triangles and semicircle.
Rounded off the triangle. Okay. Yeah.
There you go. See? There. See?
I need a drink.
It made it all sense. So here we go. You know what I'm talking about?
That's a non-alcoholic drink.
What? It's water.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, get your waters in you.
Yeah, okay. Stay hydrated. Water.
It's the best drink on tap.
Oh. All right, buddy. Anyways.
I used to be a bartender, side note.
Wait, legit? Since when?
I thought you knew this.
No, this is news to me.
I used to be a bartender at the music festivals at Olympic Park. So Big Day Out, Soundwave. What's the other one?
So you used
Download.
Used to be a DJ and a bartender at the same time, man.
Not at the literal same time.
He can do it all.
I did one and all. Then the other.
It's a man of many talents.
Yeah. It's called life experience.
It's called life experience, yeah. He also plays the drums.
So you remember we were at dinner the other night and we were listing all our jobs and the other guy at the party was like,
what? The other guy was like...
So, this sounds so dodgy.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? So, how do you get your job? Oh yeah, my mate Lawrence here, he's the one that got me the job. As soon as I came in, he left.
Left this one to do that one, left that one to do this
one. Yeah, it makes all sense.
Definitely not a scam.
Definitely not. Anyway, so...
It's a pyramid scheme.
Oh, don't get me started on pyramid schemes.
Nah, let's not go down.
Let's not go down that rabbit hole.
Just round it off.
Yeah. Oh, there we go.
Okay, but what is it? What is the 3D, like, what is the polygon version of the semicircle?
You mean half a sphere?
Yeah, like a dome.
Yeah, half. Well, yeah, there you go, dome.
Yeah, okay.
It's a hemisphere. Josh,
hemisphere.
It's the northern hemisphere.
Oh my goodness, guys.
Yeah. Is there any news that you want to talk about? Because I got nothing. I got no news.
Have we started the podcast yet?
Yes, this is the...
So maybe like half an hour ago?
Yeah.
So, why is Josh pinned?
What?
Sorry, hold on.
What'd you do?
Don't worry about it.
If he dies, he dies. He dies. I don't care if he's going. He's got to go.
Okay. What
right.
are we talking about?
What are we talking about today?
So today we're going to talk about one of the topics that Josh had on our little document, and it is called what is classified as a spoiler these days.
Yeah. So what do you classify as a spoiler, basically?
What do we call
classify as spoiler? Right now.
You're going to give us the answer.
All right.
Okay.
Right now.
So spoiler for us, Lawrence.
So a spoiler is a device which.
He didn't even crack a joke yet, and you're laughing. And this is what we mean by the fastest and loosest podcast, guys.
Please tell me where it's going.
No, I need a minute.
Emotional damage. Emotional damage!
Please tell me it's going down the right track.
No, so a spoiler.
Yeah.
It improves your aerodynamic. it improves your airflow by spoiling the airflow, so it makes it more aerodynamic.
Yeah, like a rear spoiler.
It's different to a wing, which improves downforce. But a spoiler improves your aerodynamics.
So, it's basically a device that controls airflow.
Yeah, it spoils the airflow, making you more aerodynamic.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's the podcast done for today, guys. Thank you all for joining.
See you next time.
No,
I'm
just kidding.
No, I'm kidding. What we mean? Thanks, Lawrence, for that definition of a car spoiler.
My one's got one. Thread.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Which means it works faster.
I don't have a spoiler. I've got a wing. No. What do I have?
See, spoilers make you more aerodynamic. Wings give you more downforce. It's the difference.
Yeah, exactly. So my car doesn't launch into space and turn into Fast and Furious.
Don't want to do that.
Yeah, no. Don't want to do that. What's going to happen if that happens? You know what I mean? Anyways, so back to the main topic, which is what do we classify as a spoiler in movies, TV shows, and books, comics?
Should we make a spoiler warning?
You guys have been warned. There you go.
You guys have been warned.
Everyone, you guys have been warned, so there's your spoiler warning. Excuse me. So, Lawrence, did you still want to continue and go first, or...?
Well, you can have a rear spoiler and a front spoiler.
Yes, you can do that.
Okay, no, but seriously, spoilers with regards to movies, TV shows, literature.
Yep.
That's what we're talking about, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Basically,
what's the question? Okay,
what do we classify as a spoiler? Like, what do we think is a spoiler? Josh had a story about this that you want to talk about?
Is there spoilers?
Let's go with Lawrence first. I want to hear what he has to say about this.
I've already said my bit. You have a turn.
All right, so basically I got this story, right, where I was... So at the time I was watching, the Loki series on Disney Plus. And for the most part, I feel like most people know the main theme of what Loki is, in the sense that there is time travel. So I remember joining a stream once where this guy was kind of like doing, you know, some art, and he was like painting different stuff. And so I was trying to get involved in the chat, in the community. And I remember mentioning at one point, like, hey, listen, have you watched Loki? And then blah, blah, blah. And then there was a discussion that happened around it. And then at some point I was like, oh yeah, this isn't really a spoiler. Like I said in the chat, this isn't really a spoiler, but blah, 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 something about time travel. And it literally wasn't, you know, as something that would have spoiled the series or the plot of the show. And he immediately responded with, nah, that still counts as a spoiler. Anything to do with the show, any mention of it, is a spoiler.
What was the thing?
And I was
that
just
mentioned?
Like, it was something to do with like the whole concept of like time travel, right? But it wasn't necessarily spoiling the actual show. Like, I didn't reveal anything about the plot. So, anyways, the fact that I mentioned just the littlest information that almost everyone knows about the show, they all got upset and reckoned that was actually a spoiler, but it wasn't. And so I was a bit upset as well with how they responded, because I felt like I wasn't spoiling the show at all. So I actually went and did like a Google search, and my actual definition of a spoiler was actually the first thing that pops up on Google. So... They're all wrong.
Google said they're wrong.
No, but if you jump on Google and type like, what is classified as a spoiler?
There you go. You can share the screen.
I think that's what I typed. Okay. Yeah. So this is what pops up, right? I'm not going to share the screen. I don't need to.
Oh, okay.
It basically just says, a spoiler is an element of a disseminated summary or description of any narrative that reveals plot elements.
No, that's too vague.
Yeah.
It's too vague?
Too vague.
It's too vague.
But still, like, I wasn't...
It reveals plot elements. That's like literally anything.
Anything, yeah.
Okay, well, typically the details of the conclusion of the plot, including the climax and ending, those are especially regarded as spoiler material. So okay. What I shared was not a spoiler of anything to do with the plot.
Yeah, I feel what you said wasn't a spoiler, but I think we need to better define what a spoiler is.
Yeah.
So how would you guys define what a spoiler is?
Well, for me, spoilers is basically don't ruin the thing. Pretty much
don't,
as a spoiler.
Don't ruin
like,
the thing.
Don't ruin it. Don't ruin it. As in, like, for example, if you had to describe something to someone, you would go full detail on it, describing it, right? Especially if something that, like, you're describing an object or something like that. But when it comes to in regards to, like, movies and books and stuff like that, for me, I feel like the less you say, the better it is. So the less you reveal, the better it is, as in, like, when it comes to spoilers. So, again, this is why I always hype up about is I hate seeing new trailers. Just show the same one that you released over and over and over again. Don't add more new things to it, because that just reveals more things and that just spoils more things, you know? Like that whole... Let's talk about one of the movies that just came out that was leaked everywhere and was spoiled for a lot of people, which was Spider-Man No Way Home. So,
no way.
No way.
Home.
Spider-Man ain't no way home.
Wait, Lawrence, you've seen it, yeah?
Not yet.
Ah, okay. Then
I'm waiting for it to get released on the Netflix.
I don't want to talk about it then.
On the Netflix. Oh, you're not going to talk about it right now?
No, I don't want to. Because then it ruins it.
Yeah.
So anyway, so pretty much for me, it's basically... if it reveals too much about it, then that classifies as a spoiler for me. Doesn't matter what it is. Like, it could be in regards to how Josh was explaining the timeline or time heist. If it's got to do with something with the main plot, don't tell me. I would classify that as a spoiler.
I just want to clarify something, though. I think I wasn't actually spoiling... or saying anything related, like fully related to Loki. I think I was making a connection to other franchises, like something like this isn't exactly it, but it was more like, oh yeah, this thing happened in, like, this concept in Loki is similar to Doctor Who or something like that. But I never actually said what happened in the actual plot.
Oh, you mean like the device and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, that's different. That doesn't count. I don't
yeah,
classify.
But they
that.
Were like, oh no, that's spoiler, man.
It's in episode one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, if you told them that Kang was...
Yeah, oh yeah, that's 100%
spoiler. That's different.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, to me it's something that if you basically, the more it gets revealed, the more it's spoiled. That's my way of doing it. So
that's why I think that No Way Home did a pretty good job with the trailers. But when people went to watch the movie, they would just post videos of what they, you know, they would film it.
Yeah.
And then post it up on YouTube, which...
See, here's the thing. Okay, so here's the thing. This is what I wanted to talk about when it comes to regards to spoilers and stuff. So in regards to trailers as well. So the trailers do spoil it quite a bit as well, because sometimes... you'll be, like, if you've seen the trailer multiple times, you go into the movie with a certain level of expectation. So when you watch the movie, you add up the parts from the trailers that you've seen, and so then you can judge what the climax is, basically, watching from the trailers. So, yeah. What about you, Lawrence?
Okay. Debating whether or not to get a lozenge. There's something going on my throat.
No.
Not tested already.
Yeah. But you've already had
it's
the
probably,
COVID, right?
Probably the change of weather.
Oh, it's probably that duel I had with Josh right before the podcast.
Mate, he screwed you over.
Anyway. Nah, so... nearly every single story is told in a three-act structure, right?
Yeah.
I think if you are talking about the third act, or something that happens in the first two acts that specifically leads into the a big detail in the third act, that's a spoiler.
Well, that's every trailer then.
But there's a difference between a spoiler and a synopsis. A synopsis is what every trailer should be. Because you can tell people what something is about without spoiling it.
True.
So, like, you could say, talking about Loki, right? Go back to that one, right? Just because it's in our heads already.
Yeah.
Oh, it's got an element of time travel and there's different timelines. I feel like that's not a spoiler because I think everyone kind of knew that going into it.
Yeah.
But then the big reveals in the last episode of, like, who the new bad guy is, that's a spoiler.
Yeah. Well, the good thing about the Loki series is that basically it didn't show anything to do with the last episode. Like, it literally, like, all the trailers had nothing to do with the last episode and everything was like, running around. So that, to me, Loki was a prime example of something not being spoiled.
So, like, just like another movie I just thought of, right? So, Signs, right? We've all seen Signs, I know of it. The M. Night Shyamalan movie.
Did we just rant on about this last time?
Yeah, well, I had a mad rant about that. But, like, okay. So
I don't know what this movie is.
Okay, well, I'm going to spoil it for you, Josh.
All right.
The big reveal is that the aliens are weak against water.
Yes.
So, if you had never seen Signs, and I said, so it's this movie where these crop circles appear in these fields, and everyone thinks that they're signs from aliens. That's what the movie's about, right? That's the synopsis.
Mm.
And then if I kept going and said, oh, by the way, the aliens are actually a real thing, and their weakness is water, that's a spoiler.
Yeah, definitely.
But on top of that, I told you, oh, keep an eye out during the first two acts because there's glasses of water everywhere and lots of water symbolism, that's a spoiler. Because that's talking about the big reveal in the third act.
Mm.
Yeah, that to me goes into too much description. Like I said, like, if you, the more you describe it, the more you spoil it.
Absolutely. But I think it is a bit hard to define, but there is a point where you can talk about what something is about, and then there's spoilers.
Definitely.
It's basically, if you are going to say something to someone, give the most brief description about it without talking about the main reveal or plot or climax, whatever it could be. So that's what my thing will be as well. But in saying that, what was, Josh, what was something that was spoiled to you that you didn't want to know going into a movie, a TV show, or something? What was something that was spoiled?
Good question.
But that person that was describing it didn't think it was a spoiler. If you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I've got a good one if you want to think on that for a bit.
Yeah, sure.
All right, go for it.
This wasn't what someone told me, but this is what I read on Wikipedia. Because I used to... So when I watch anime...
We got Boku freaking out in the audience because it's just
when I watch anime, right, I like to look up how many episodes are in a certain season and if there's any side episodes or OVAs that I need to watch. Sometimes there's important details in those side episodes that aren't, like, if you just watch all the main episodes you miss out on stuff, so that's why I like looking up episode lists for anime. Okay. Right.
Yeah.
And when you look up episode lists, they're meant to have a synopsis of each episode, right? Mm. Usually these aren't spoilers. They just give you a brief indication of what the episode's going to be about. Usually it's spoiler-free. But this one time, I looked up the episodes for... This was the last season of Initial D. I think there's like 4 episodes. And Wikipedia, anyone can write on there.
Oh, did he spill the tofu?
No, almost. So usually the synopsis are like 3 lines for these episodes. And this guy wrote like 4 paragraphs or something. He wrote huge, like, he just literally recounted the whole episode. And it's like, oh, I've already seen it now. I can't not look at it and not read it. Like, because it was just like, ah, and now I know now I know how it's going to end. And then I went back to that page like 2 weeks later. Someone deleted it and wrote like 3-line synopsis on each episode. who was this Muppet that went on there and thought, oh, here's a good idea. Let's write out the whole plot of every episode in detail as the synopsis. Yeah. That was a spoiler, man.
Who was this Muppet?
Like, I guess it's kind of a given that the main guy's going to win. Tell me how he's going to win.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Dude, that would have just ruined your, like... It would have just been like, oh... Like, the most disappointing thing ever.
Good show, like, by the way.
You know what got spoiled for me? Like, big time? Was... was pretty much... I think it's kind of, I kind of spoiled something as well, but we'll go over that a little bit later. But what was spoiled to me was the Harry Potter Cursed Child, that play.
Did you watch it?
No, you read it? No. I wanted to read it, but before I could even get the book, it got spoiled to me.
What did they say?
Okay, so, does anybody want to know? Does anybody care? No? About the Cursed Child? No one? All right, cool.
Who?
Awesome. So,
Who?
So, pretty much, my expectations was when I heard about the Cursed Child, was thinking it was about Harry's child.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't, because they go... Oh yeah, by the way, Voldemort has a kid as well, and I'm like, wait, what? Why would you say that?
I had zero expectations for it when I heard JK Rowling didn't actually write it.
No, I mean when I heard about the Cursed Child, I just assumed it was Harry's. Yeah. Like, I had no idea about it, but then someone was describing it to me because they read it and they were like, it's basically about the kids, and it's got nothing to do with the parents as much, and Voldemort's child is there, and they go around, and I was like, wait, Voldemort has a child?
So you're telling me.
The first child is not, okay.
And then I'm just like, oh,
no. I feel like that's a pretty big detail.
That is a massive detail. That's a massive spoiler. Because like she play, because when I've read it, she plays a massive part in the story.
To me, that's the equivalent of you pick up Half-Blood Prince for the first time and someone goes, oh, by the way, the Half-Blood Prince is not Harry. It's the,
Snape.
Snape. Yeah, that guy.
Or saying Dumbledore dies.
Yeah. Or it's,
you pick did we up- just spoil Harry Potter for Josh? Yeah, I think we did.
Yeah.
Oh, well, Josh, in Chamber of Secrets,
Are you revealing the secrets of the chamber?
Yeah,
Harry's not the heir.
It's Hagrid.
What chamber were you reading?
I think I downloaded the wrong version.
The chamber of get the hell out, mate.
The chamber of get the hell out.
You're a wizard,
which,
Harry.
Which Harry Potter are you watching?
I don't know. For some reason, my DVD came in like weird copying
Harry stuff. Potter in the big blue house.
Yeah, there was some bear or something. I don't know why. How it was talking to the moon and stuff. So I thought it was like, you know, the guy. You know,
the chamber of get the hell out.
I thought it was like some kind of werewolf or something. You know. But anyway, so like, Josh, did you think of anything or no?
No, I generally don't get things spoiled for me. But I think at some point. There was like some girl from church, and she may have spoiled like some anime for me. I think it was like Attack on Titan or Demon Slayer, one of them.
she actually
asked me first if it was okay to like spoil it, and I was like, yeah, all right.
But you brought it on yourself.
Yeah, I brought it on myself essentially.
You put it on yourself.
That's good. That's a common courtesy. She asked me if it's okay.
Yeah, but that's your fault.
That's like, yeah. You ruined it yourself. If I slap you, and then you say yes, and then you get upset because she slapped you.
Yeah.
What's wrong, mate?
It doesn't make sense, man.
Anyways.
Anyway, yeah, so I thought...
I shouldn't blame her.
I thought I want to go around as well. Well, what was a trailer that spoiled the movie for you?
Oh yeah, some trailers do this.
What was the biggest one that ruined it for you?
I just see heaps of trailers and I'm like, oh, okay, now I don't need to see the movie. And then I think,
There's like trailers that are literally the entire movie.
Okay, like, so I've got three in my mind that if you don't watch the movie, just watch the trailer and you'll get the plot. Number one, Geostorm. Mm. It's that Jared Butler one. Gerard Butler. It just came out like, I think like 2 years ago or something.
Oh, is that the one with Mysterio in it?
What?
Not the actor. Yeah, Jake Gyllenhaal, that's him.
Jake Gyllenhaal, Mysterio. Mysterio shows up in Geostorm. No. So Geostorm.
Yeah.
It's in the title. It's just basically about a storm.
But it's the trailer just about a storm.
The trailer shows like the storm developing and like the storm coming as well.
Yeah.
So it's like, all right, just watch the trailer. You'll know what the movie's about. The other one, massive one was pretty much Batman versus Superman.
You're telling me Batman fought Superman?
Oh, mate. No, but here's the part where it was spoiled for me was they should have just cut it at Batman confronting Superman, and then that should have been the end of the trailer. But no, they had to go show Doomsday coming out of the lab, and they had to show Wonder Woman as well. And it's like, okay, so I guess both of them survived the fight.
Yeah, because you know that if there's a villain,
yeah,
then the two guys fighting each other are going to team up.
Yeah,
yeah,
and it was just like, what? Why? And the last one is, I think this is pretty obvious. The Amazing Spider-Man 2.
What happened in that trailer?
What?
They showed every single villain. They pretty much showed the new Goblin. They showed Electro. They pretty much went from start to beginning, and they hinted at like Gwen Stacy's death as well, because you see her falling. So those are my three big ones. There's others, but like those are the three that I can remember.
What about isn't every Fast and Furious trailer just like the entire movie in the trailer?
Not number 9.
No, I'm pretty sure.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Was?
Nah, 9 doesn't show them going into space.
Well, kind of, like, it shows
them... Did I just ruin it for Lawrence? Oh, shit, sorry.
They went to space?
You said that earlier. You're like, I was like, oh, they're going to space in number 10.
I assume they went to space because What's-His-Face was complaining about having a rocket on the back of his Pontiac.
Okay, yeah, I just ruined it. Yeah, they do go to space.
Yeah, because Lawrence was always like, oh, they go to space, because I was saying, oh, they're going to go to space in number 10. And then Lawrence is like, they're going to space in number 9.
Yeah, fast 10, your seatbelts.
Fast 9, your seatbelt. Because he has a rocket car.
Fast 10, your seatbelts.
Yeah.
Yeah, isn't that what I said?
No.
I swear to God, they have to name, if they don't name fast 10, fast 10, your seatbelts, then, oh.
No, they just have to have it in the trailer. They won't call it fast 10, your seatbelts.
Did you see Vin Diesel's dig to The Rock about this?
I've heard some stories. Apparently they're not on good
terms.
They're
not good mates at all. They're not good mates at all because, like, The Rock
said... What
happened
to family?
Yeah, nah, La Familia died because The Rock said that Vin Diesel is the most unprofessional actor that he's ever worked with.
Spoiler.
Because all he does is sit there and sips on Corona.
All he does is just say, I'm Groot.
Yeah.
He's literally... hired for Guardians of the Galaxy just to say, I am Groot.
Yeah, but he has to say it in, like, multiple languages, you know?
Multiple tones.
Yeah. Mm. You know, he has to have facial expressions as well. Come on, mate.
If you convey your emotion using the same words, multiple ways.
Mate, you're an actor. But yeah, he had a dig. He had a dig. He was like, oh, Rock, come on, Uncle Dwayne. He's like, my kids love you and stuff. They call you Uncle Dwayne. They want to know when Uncle Dwayne is going to come and be in the Fast and Furious 10. And then Dwayne Johnson's like, yeah, nah, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
Nah, see you later, mate. And you know what? Jason Momoa is now cast in Fast and Furious 10.
Yeah, The Rock's cousin.
Yeah, pretty much. That's what he's going to be playing. He's going to be playing, like, The Rock's so-called brother now.
Yeah, because everyone's got a brother.
Everyone's got a brother.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Vin Diesel has a brother. Oh, my God.
Hey, so let's bring it back to spoilers.
Can I just say that was one of the worst... That was one of the worst reveals ever. That's a spoiler right there. That shit's a spoiler right there. That revealing that he was Dom's brother.
Yeah.
That's a massive spoiler.
That's a spoiler.
Yeah. Yeah.
They should have said nothing and should have just played it off as if...
Like, imagine how much more impactful that would have been if you just left it in the movie.
Yeah. Like, they could show him in the trailer, right? Like,
yeah, but don't say who he is.
Yeah, don't say who he is.
Yeah.
Now, what gets me, though, is, like, in trailers, they make these reveals, but then you go watch the movie and the movie full tries to set it up like it's a big reveal, but it's like, no, you've already wrecked it for me. Stop carrying on like it's a big deal.
Yeah, I think there was a movie. Oh, I forgot what movie. Oh, you know what else was a massive spoiler? I don't know if you guys have seen it. It's Terminator Genesis, I think it is.
Genesis.
Yeah,
Is that the latest Terminator?
No, the one with Amelia Clarke in it and Jai Courtney.
Who? So
the one before. Paying attention after 3.
Yeah, the one before. It's like a 20 something. But they spoil, like, they show in the trailer that John Connor is a Terminator.
John Krasinski?
Yeah, that's a big reveal, man.
That's a massive reveal. And they put it in the trailer. And it's just like, wait, what?
What?
I don't think I'm going to go watch this movie now because I've seen it.
Dear trailer makers, you got to calm down a little bit, you know? Like, save something for the movie.
They should just hire me to do trailers.
Yeah.
All right, Josh. Mate, settle down.
I mean, I could.
It's like when I go out, right?
I'm not going to go out naked. Here I've got to wear a nice, tasteful outfit and leave something to the imagination. No spoilers.
Yeah. Like that one time. Like that one time you rocked up to the library with the ultra V-neck.
Oh, I remember the ultra V-neck. Man, everyone was looking at me, eh?
Yeah.
Ultra V-neck.
So the ultra V-neck was I had the V-neck going from the top all the way to my belt line. Because of ultra V.
No, okay, so longer part of the story is
Mankini.
I was wearing pants.
I was wearing pants, yeah.
So a mankini with pants.
So the longer part of the story is we were in, like, the quiet area of the library where, like, people go to, like, study for, like, their high school exams and stuff.
Isn't the whole library quiet?
We're in year 12, right? So anyways, you got, like, library where it's, like, normal quiet, but then you got quiet.
Like ultra quiet.
Ultra quiet.
So the ultra quiet upstairs.
So I'm sitting there already. Like, I've been there for about 30 minutes, right? And I'm sitting with a group of people. Most of them are Asian, because only the Asians in our high school really cared about, like,
getting... Man, there were only Asians in that suburb.
Yeah, exactly. So, anyways, we're sitting there. I think we were in school uniform, or maybe not. Maybe it was, like, a day where we weren't in school uniform. But we were just sitting there. All of a sudden... Lawrence walks up the staircase, shirt pretty much entirely unbuttoned, but it's like this V-neck.
How do you button up a V-neck?
And then there's this, I looked to my left, there was like a girl that was in like full school uniform, and then she looked up, saw Lawrence walk in the ultra quiet room, and just cracked up, and then like put her head down.
No, because you were going on about the ultra V-neck, so I'm like, oh, yeah, I could pull that off.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah,
yeah. Because it was a thing at one point.
Please
tell me
there's a photo floating around somewhere.
No, unfortunately not. But, like...
God damn it.
It was an actual YouTube video that, like, inspired the whole idea, and then I showed Lawrence, and he's like, yeah, I can pull that off, totally. And
What's the YouTube video?
Ultra V-neck.
It's actually called Ultra V-neck. Ultra V-neck.
Hold on, I'm typing that up right now.
And so, anyways, yeah, Lawrence is like, I can totally pull that off. And then the next day I see him coming into the library. Here he is with his ultra V-neck.
Okay, which one is it? You have to tell. Is it an SNL sketch?
I thought it was like Just Kidding Films.
Okay, which one is it?
Is it Just Kidding Films?
Oh, here we go, here we go, here we go, here we go.
Yeah,
those guys.
Yeah, those guys.
Ultra V-neck.
You might have to share it with Discord because they can't see.
Hold on.
I don't know if you can double screen share.
I don't. Let's try.
You might want to flag this bit.
Do we really?
And you say flag a lot, but we never do anything about it. Do you listen to the podcast?
Oh, look at that. It's an inception.
Sega literally said the other day.
Wait, hold on. It's just showing my screen.
Wait, you can change the window.
Can I? How?
Yeah, so see where it says.
Whoa! What did I just do? How do I exit?
Look at this.
How do I exit this stuff?
Go down to see where it says screen.
Wait, I just stopped streaming.
No, it's you're still streaming.
Change windows.
Change windows, that's it. And then... Oh.
Lol.
Man, we were talking about spoilers. How did we get onto Ultra V-neck?
Okay, hold on.
It doesn't matter. It's all content.
It's still...
Well, you thought we were going to speak about spoilers for like an hour?
Yeah.
Hold on, let's see if this works now.
It's what the people want. The people want V-necks, apparently. Ultra V-necks.
I think you just want Ultra V-necks.
Nah. I could never rock the ultra V neck.
Alright, can you see it on Discord? Again. Josh? Can you see my screen on Discord now?
Yes.
But you can't hear it.
Don't worry about it. You don't need to hear it.
You don't need to hear it, just watch it.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on.
Is everyone seeing this? The ultra V neck? Are you still wearing the same outdated 2009 V-neck?
Has it got subtitles? Yeah, so that's what I was wearing.
Yeah, that's basically non-douche.
So I rocked up into a library like that.
Yeah, that's exactly. But wait,
I need this ultra V-neck.
Oh, you can just show your Zoom screen, so then everyone can see us in there as well.
I'm gonna turn off my camera then.
All right.
This whole experience has tripped me out.
I know.
Yeah. There
can you see my Zoom? So can you see screens. The Zoom screen now?
Yeah.
Mm. All right. Cool.
Oh, I need to mute that.
Yeah. All right. Let's get back to spoilers. Like we're going too much off track at the moment.
The triangle has gone on a tangent.
Okay, so spoilers.
Yep.
Mate, there's too many spoilers out there. It's the internet. It's all the internet's fault.
God damn.
I just want to point out there, I'm in quite a few Facebook pages, and some of them are actually well moderated, and they have rules such as so-and-so episode is coming out this week. Be mindful that not everyone's going to watch it on the day. Please keep from revealing any major plot details for the next 2 weeks.
Mm.
Like, that's some of the stuff that goes on in the Facebook pages that I'm in. I think that's pretty good, right? I think you encourage that kind of stuff. Because, like, heaps of people will watch it on the first day and start talking about it. But, like, not everyone will watch it on the day. And it's like, man.
It's same kind of... You know, because I think I told Josh about this. Like, Spider-Man No Way Home was kind of ruined for me because I went on YouTube and the first thing I saw was like a screenshot of like all three of them.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh.
I think we all kind of knew that was going to happen.
Yeah, I knew it was going to happen, but I didn't want to see it.
And you wanted experience.
I wanted the experience. I wanted to see it in the cinemas. You know, what was the weird thing when I went and watched that movie. I think I was the only one that gasped when I said when I saw Do you really care, Lawrence?
No.
Okay. When Daredevil showed up.
Matt Murdock.
Matt Murdock was in it, and I was like, it's Matt Murdock! And people just looked at me like, what are you talking about?
It's Ben Affleck.
Yeah, it's Batfleck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Batman's in it now.
Batman's in it.
Mm.
So we had Batman rock up in Spider-Man. Well, they do reference Batman, don't they? No, they reference Superman in Eternals.
I'm reading the chat right now. Boku says she flipped when she saw him. Matt Murdock. Matt Murdock. Ultra V-neck.
Matt
Murdock.
In Ultra V-neck.
Something else that was
too.
Spoilers.
That too.
Yeah.
I think because everything is being spoiled, and also, we've basically gone through so many stories, right? Like, there's so many... If you go from this point in time to infinity backwards, it's like, we've basically told every story, right? Mm-hmm. So we're always kind of anticipating what the spoiler is going to be, what is the big reveal, and I think that's also wrecked movies and stories.
Because,
like, now I'll watch a movie, and about, say, 20 minutes in, I'll be like, oh, I bet this is going to happen by the end of the movie. And, like, usually I'm correct.
Well, I predicted Squid Games in, like, by episode 3.
Yeah, so, like, because we've been so exposed to this spoiler culture and anticipating big reveals, we all expect it, and we can just predict it now. Like, I was watching this movie last night. I think it's called After the Sunset. Mm-hmm. It's on Netflix. It's got Pierce Brosnan in it. Mm.
Right?
You mind if I spoil it?
Go for it.
Yeah, so Brosnan is a thief, and who's the other guy? Woody Harrelson. He's this FBI agent trying to catch him stealing a diamond, right?
Yeah.
And then they were referencing some book. I think it was called How to Catch a Thief. And then Brosnan said, they end up catching the thief at the end, but it's not who you think it is.
Mm.
And then as soon as he said that, I'm like, oh, I bet you Woody Harrelson actually gets the diamond at the end of the movie.
And he does.
And he does. And like in the whole movie, if you excluded that one line, the whole movie is set up to look like Woody Harrelson is just trying to catch Pierce Brosnan stealing the diamond, but no, Woody Harrelson stole the diamond for himself.
Yeah,
the movie revealed it to me, and because we're now so used to picking up on these cues and English techniques. Like, everyone writes off English as a subject in high school, but, like, if you pay attention to English, like, you can actually spoil a lot of stuff for yourself.
Yeah, no, definitely. Definitely can.
Yeah, no, we pick up on stuff so much now.
Definitely, definitely.
Mm.
Oh, hold on, let me get back onto this thing and just stop screen sharing. There we go.
Yep.
All right, cool, that's a little better. yeah, so... What was something that got, besides, what else was sport for me that I was, like, really looking forward to, that I just, oh, things
heaps
like...
Heaps of old movies too, man.
Huh?
Heaps of old movies too. Like, the older a movie it is, the more likely it's going to be spoiled for you. Like, imagine the impact.
Yeah.
If you watched Star Wars for the first time and did not know that Darth Vader was Luke's dad.
Imagine that's
imagine that big reveal.
Yeah. Mm. But the thing is, like, the way we grew up with it was that, I don't know about you guys, but I saw Phantom Menace, Attack of Clones, Revenge of the Sith.
Yeah.
Those were my first three Star Wars
movies. Yeah, you watched the prequels.
Yeah, because I had no idea about
the
other thing. Because when I went and watched Phantom Menace, it was pretty much, like, I was about 6 years old, maybe, I think, around that time. Mm. Yeah, taking a 6 year old to watch Star Wars, like an MA-15 movie. Anyway, so...
Man, so it's not MA,
yeah. It's M. But anyway, so, like...
M for Mad
for Mary. Anyway, so, pretty much, that was my thing. I had no idea that there was prequels. Not prequels, sorry, there was another set of Star Wars movies.
Yeah.
Until I was sort of high school. And then someone goes to me, oh, did you know that Darth Vader is Luke's father? I'm like, who's Luke? It's like, who's Luke?
Luke?
What are you talking about, Luke? Isn't it Obi-Wan and Anakin? They're like, no, it's Luke Skywalker. I'm like, what's this Luke Skywalker about? And he goes, haven't you seen the originals? And I go, yeah, the Phantom Menace, right? He goes, like, no, I'm talking about original Star Wars. I'm like, what am I talking about then? That's not the original Star Wars. And he goes, that's the prequels. I'm like, they're prequels? What? Like, literally, my mind just went... And then when I started watching it, I wasn't as into it because the guy already spoiled it to me. So I'm just like, what's the point of me? Like, but plus on top of that, like, I think I wasn't exposed to it at a younger age to get that kind of connection. Nice. And so basically for me, like, after I watched all the prequels, watching the new movies, the prequels still look mad to me because of the visual effects, and I didn't give a shit about the storyline. I just cared about the effects and stuff. It looked cool. It was an amazing movie. But then when it came towards the storyline, and then when I actually sat down and properly watched the original trilogy, that storyline is amazing.
Yeah.
Good storyline. Visuals aren't that great, but great storyline.
I think they were mad for their time.
For that time, they were beautiful. For that time, they were beautiful. But the storyline was even better. And then when you realize and watch the prequels, that storyline is absolute garbage. So then, yeah, kind of understand. But I think we have 52 minutes. I think we'll call it there, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. We'll call it there. All right, guys. So
we had this whole discussion. I think we should just...
summarize.
Oh, yeah, well,
what is a spoiler? Because we had this discussion. I still don't quite know how to define it.
So it's hard to define a spoiler because for me, like I said, I keep going back to the more details you reveal, the more it ruins something for you, the more it spoils it for you. It's pretty much the less you reveal, the less spoilery it is. But even in that, like, you have to be very careful of what you say because you could pretty much say, hey, watch Empire Strikes Back. Why? Because Darth Vader is Luke's father. And then, you know, yeah, you kept it at a minimal, but you've ruined the main thing. So, again, when someone asks about something that you've seen it or haven't seen it, I think the best answer, the best way not to spoil it, is just to say, watch it yourself. Like, pretty much, if someone goes up to Josh or me or you and goes, oh, what do you think about this movie that we've seen? We just go, it's good. And so it depends on that person, because a good movie might be a bad movie to them. And so when you say it's a good movie, it's got great pace and stuff like that, yeah, you're not spoiling it, but then you ruin their experience because they go in with the high expectations and then it goes in really shitty.
I get that.
Yeah. So then for me, it again comes down to just describe it as little as possible, as minimal as possible, and see if with it, like, that's about it. So if I had to, like I said, if I had to describe Spider-Man No Way Home, I'll just say pretty much it goes after Far From Home and Peter's just trying to get his name cleared, and that's it. I don't think that spoils anything.
I think that's a fair, really brief synopsis.
Yeah, but yeah. that's what it is. It's a really, like you just said, really brief synopsis.
Mm. I think that's a good way to describe it, yeah. So, yeah. Like, keep it at a synopsis level and just, like, don't go beyond that.
Yeah.
All right, perfect. So, Josh, what have you been up to this week, man?
Oh, man, I've been, like, streaming a lot. I'm streaming Skyrim. I'm streaming the new Pokemon Legends Arceus. And Arceus. Tomorrow I'm going to be streaming this this zombie game called Dying Light, which is basically like zombies, but like parkour.
Parkour zombies.
Oh, yeah, parkour zombies.
I heard about that one.
No, they don't know parkour, but like at night time, there's like these crazy zombies that can like chase you around while you're doing the parkour.
So, I am Legend.
Yeah, maybe. Something like that.
You've seen that movie.
Yeah, it's the one with the zombies. I think I have. Or it's maybe Will Smith. Parts of it. Yeah. I know it's Will Smith.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah, I very vaguely remember it. Okay.
Yeah, so it's pretty much I Am Legend. Because in the daytime, they don't do shit. At nighttime, they go crazy.
But he was like the only guy, right? He was like the only person alive.
Not really.
I can't remember now.
In that town?
Yeah. And I've also been watching Demon Slayer and Attack on Titan, so that's been pretty fun.
Nice. Mm. What's that thing everyone's obsessed with? Sorry, I don't watch anime, so I'm like, okay, yes, I am one of those people.
That thing that everyone's obsessed with?
We do exist, people that don't watch anime. We do exist.
What?
Right here. Is that pig head human thingy in Demon Slayer?
Oh, yeah, that's Demon Slayer, yeah.
What the hell is that?
Oh, you just gotta watch it. I can't spoil it. I can't spoil it.
You know I'm never gonna watch it.
But it's like, if you're gonna watch an anime in 2022...
I think I've insulted like a million people right now.
Look, if you're gonna watch a single anime in 2022, just watch Demon Slayer. Just watch Demon Slayer.
Alright, guys, please don't at me that I don't know much about Demon Slayer, because I can already see a lot of people getting furious.
Yeah, it's the one with Michael Jackson.
Yeah. See, that's not a spoiler.
Michael Jackson's in this?
Yeah, oh, he's totally in there.
Oh, God, thanks. Alright, what about you, Lawrence? What have you been up to this week?
Man, oh. You guys convinced me to download that new Yu-Gi-Oh game. It's pissing me off.
And Sega hasn't even got it yet.
I haven't even got it. I was the one that suggested it, and I haven't even got it.
Because it's reminding me of why I quit playing the real game. I'll have my turn in 1-2 minutes, and then I have to sit there for 15 minutes while the other guy plays with himself.
Plays with himself. Yeah, probably
if
is playing
I,
with
if
himself.
I wanted to watch someone play with themselves, I would have subscribed to OnlyFans, okay?
No, why? Like, why? That's that. You have to pay money for that. Just go on.
That's like, basically what Yu-Gi-Oh is right now. It's like,
no, but you don't pay people. You don't pay people to play with you.
Are we going down this road right now? Look,
if I'm gonna play a game, I don't want 90% of the game to be your turn.
Do you know what it is? Do you know what it is? You're playing like you're probably playing like a ridiculous deck that no one knows how to respond to.
And so they're reading every single thing.
Everything that you do, they're just like, "What is this card?"
No, but it's not even time being wasted reading cards. Like, because you can tell when someone's using their time to read because they're not doing anything. But then there's players that are legit. Every 10 seconds, they'll activate something, and it's like they'll do that non-stop for 10 minutes. It's like, what kind of a deck is that? I get that's the way the game is right now, but like that's not fun for the second player.
That is very ridiculous right now.
Combos don't mean anything anymore because every single card is a billion effects and they're designed to combo off each other. Like, it used to mean something to make a combo before because it required effort to get you through it, but now everything just combos into everything. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. It's like you play one card and then all of a sudden you have a full board and it's like, how?
Yeah. It'd be like if Tesla finally made a complete 100% automated car and it set the fastest lap at the Nürburgring, and someone buys it and says, "Oh, my car can set the fastest lap at the Nürburgring." It's like, yeah, but can you set the fastest lap at the Nürburgring?
Yeah, exactly. It's about the driver, not the car.
Like these decks, man. There's just. That's another podcast in itself.
That's just ridiculous.
We can probably have a whole episode just on Yu-Gi-Oh.
Thank you.
That's why I quit Duel Links as well. When Duel Links first came out,
I thought Duel Links would be better because it's only 3 cards.
It was. Duel Links was meant to be the shortened, quickened form of Yu-Gi-Oh. So like instead of 5 monster cards, it was 3 zones. Instead of 5 spells and traps, it was 3 zones, right? And then after a while, they started to introduce more game mechanics and more cards. And you know what? Then everyone started taking 10-minute turns doing a billion combos. And that's why I quit that. The same reason I quit the real card game. And now you guys talk me back into...
Okay, but this one's all right. It's nostalgic.
No, because you're not playing online.
Yeah.
You got to play online in the ranked duels against...
Well, I'm in silver now in ranked duels, but yeah.
Oh.
Right.
Like, okay, if you're taking some time to read the cards, that's cool. I encourage you to read the cards, but if you're playing a deck where you're doing a combo, like playing a card every 10 seconds and it's non-stop for 10, 15 minutes...
Just
play solitaire.
Just quit.
Go play solitaire. That's all you're doing. Why are you even wasting my time?
Yeah.
It's not even about winning or losing. It's just, I don't want you to waste my time.
Go play solitaire. That's a good one.
What about you, Sega? What are you doing?
Anyway, so back to... Okay, so 1 hour and 2 minutes. All right, let me write that down somewhere. Anyway, so...
Black Bang.
Don't worry about it. Ultra V-neck this shit. This week, pretty much just kept it a quiet one, a chilled one. Been playing... I bought the new Pokemon game. I haven't played it yet. It's just been sitting there. Because I'm just finishing off another game at the moment, which is PGA Golf. Because I'm really into golfing for something right now. So I'm playing that at the moment. There's also
a game called Golf with Friends. Apparently it's really fun.
Yeah. I got Mario Golf, whatever it's called, Super Mario Golf. That's pretty fun as well. Like, you get to play against other people, and there's this thing called the Rush Mode where you literally can smack other people's golf balls away. While you're running, if you find a golf ball that's not yours, you can smack it away to a different area, and then
just like real golf.
Yeah, pretty much real golf. But,
just like real golf.
Yeah. So I've been just doing that.
Is that multiplayer then? Multiplayer?
Yeah, that's online multiplayer as well.
Oh, yeah.
Which is pretty cool. So is PGA Golf. You can play against other people as well online, but it's I played it online and it was just stupid because, like, people are broken on that. So I don't know how people can break a golf game, but like, yeah, they've done it. But besides that, no, I pretty much kept it chilled, keeping it easy. And then, yeah, man, that's about it. That's it for today, guys. I think we'll wrap it up here. Been a nice, solid session. Josh, mate, where can they find you?
You can find me at Squishy Joshy, and on Instagram, it's Squishy _ Joshy.
Absolutely. We'll put his links down below as well. And Lawrence, mate, where can they find you?
You can find me at t.d.project.
Yep, we'll put his link down below as well.
T.d.period.
And then you can find me at SegaSing23 on Insta, and I'll have my links down below as well. Guys, we've been The Map. Thank you so much. See ya.
See ya.
Oh, yay.
All right, that's a wrap. And now we can all jump on Discord. We can get off this. Yeah.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.